This is The Catalyst. I'm Chris Cooper. I'm going to talk about our workouts that we're going to be doing this week in a moment. But first, I want to talk about the science of fat loss supplements. Most importantly, do they work? Fat burners, metabolism boosters, CLA, L-carnitine, are any of these supplements actually worth your money? Or are they just expensive little pills? The supplement industry makes billions of dollars every year selling products that promise faster fat loss. But the truth is that some supplements help a little, but none of them replace proper training and nutrition. So today I'm going to break down the science of fat loss supplements, what actually works, what's a waste of money, and what you should focus on instead. First, let's talk about how fat loss actually works. You can't out-supplement a bad diet or a lack of exercise. Those are the two pillars that hold up your fitness: diet and exercise. Fat loss happens when you consume fewer calories than you burn. There are a number of ways to burn more calories, and there are a number of diets that'll have you consuming fewer calories, but this caloric deficit is really what's important for weight loss. The best way to lose fat is to burn fat efficiently, so that's doing zone 2 cardio or the burn blocks that I'm going to talk about in our workout plan, adding strength training, which increases your metabolism, so the number of calories that you burn just while you're sitting around doing nothing, and high-intensity interval training burns off what you've got in your system already. So you want a combination of those three. Building lean muscle improves your metabolism. Managing insulin and your cravings through smarter nutrition, not pills, that also triggers your body to store less fat. And getting proper recovery, because stress and poor sleep slow down fat loss. This all sounds like this big complicated picture, but the reason that Catalyst is a coaching business is because we give you clarity. We tell you exactly what to do every single day instead of reading another diet book, following another workout that you found online or on YouTube, and, you know, never developing the habit that creates long-term fat loss. The real reason that people are tempted to take Ozempic is not because they're lazy. It's because they've just given up trying to sort it all out. They're overwhelmed. They're confused. They're not really sure, like, what do I exactly do? And so when somebody says, take this pill, that creates clarity that lets people say, okay, here we go. They might also feel like they're going to get results faster, but most of the time, the fast results don't come because of the chemistry of the pill. They come because of the clarity of the message. I just do this one thing. The reality is that most people can get results way faster by changing their nutrition and their exercise than by taking a pill. They just don't know what to do. And so they choose the simplest option, not necessarily the easiest or the most effective. Most people taking fat loss supplements even know now that it's going to be harmful to them long term, that just adding a bunch of caffeine might help them drop some weight. They might lose some water weight to dehydration. They might lose some muscle mass. And long term, they're destroying their own metabolism. But they don't care because they don't have time to think about it, sift through all the evidence, blah, blah, blah. And that's what coaching does. If a pill could replace any of this stuff, diet, exercise, then everybody would already be ripped and we'd all just be taking pills. Let's go through some common fat loss supplements. I really want to start with caffeine because it's the only thing that actually works for burning fat. So caffeine slightly increases your metabolism. You might feel your core temperature going up. That's just because suddenly all your body's systems are just ramping up with caffeine. It triggers your adrenaline system, so your body goes into kind of fight or flight mode, and that means you're burning calories faster, your muscles kind of come alive, you start metabolizing fat, your system kind of goes on high alert, and it just burns more calories. Caffeine does also boost your energy and performance, which helps you burn more calories during workouts. So if you have a coffee and then you do a workout, you're probably going to rev a little bit higher, right? And the engine's going to burn more gas. Caffeine is the only widely proven fat-burning ingredient, but it works because it helps you move more, not because it melts fat off your body while you sit on the couch watching Netflix. That's the key, is that you have to still use exercise and correct diet. You can't just have a cup of coffee with your donut and hope that the coffee cancels out the donut. It doesn't. L-carnitine is really, it's kind of like a cyclical supplement that you see pop up every 10 years or so, and it's getting popular again. That's why I put it second on this list. L-carnitine's claim is that it helps move fat into cells to be burned for energy. But the reality is it only works if you're already in a caloric deficit. If your body is like, I got to eat something, my muscles need to burn something, then, you know, the fat's going to get moved anyway. most people get more than enough energy from food. So unless you're already in a caloric deficit because you're not eating enough or you're training really, really hard, this is not going to do anything for you. And there's no strong evidence that this works better than your digestive system works anyway. So if you're eating any kind of meat or any kind of dairy or any kind of real usable protein, you're already getting enough L-carnitine in your diet. The next one is CLA. This is one that's, it was popular maybe a year or two ago, but it pops up every 5 years or so. This is, CLA stands for conjugated linoleic acid. It's often sold as a metabolism booster. And its claim is a little bit different. It claims that it reduces fat storage and increases fat burning. But the reality is that if you look at the actual human studies on CLA, there's minimal fat loss. You know, it's like under a pound over 6 months. And it barely works. You'd see better results from just cutting sugar out of your diet for 2 weeks instead of taking L-carnitine for 6 months. If it worked like the marketing claims, we would all be shredded by now, and we'd be shredded without changing anything in our diet or exercise. So I just want to repeat one thing that I just said. If you stop eating sugar for 2 weeks, you will see better results than you would get from taking CLA or L-carnitine or both together for 6 months. The fourth one that pops up every once in a while and always seems to be pretty present in health food stores is green tea extract. It's commonly called a fat burner, but here's how it works. It contains something called catechins and caffeine. And of course, the caffeine slightly increases fat oxidation by increasing your metabolism. It just like cranks you up a little bit. Caffeine also helps with appetite control and energy. Do the catechins help a little bit more than regular caffeine? It's very hard to say. I mean, if you get appetite suppression from drinking coffee, you're not going to get more from drinking green tea. You're not going to burn more fat from green tea than you would normally get from coffee. And let's face it, if you've been drinking coffee for 10 or 20 years, you're probably not getting any benefit from it anymore anyway. Does the green tea extract work? A little. If you're combining it with a caloric deficit, you know, you're exercising and you're off the sugar, it might help. It's not a magic pill, but if you already drink green tea anyway, you know, you don't have to stop. It's a good habit. The fifth one is apple cider vinegar. This is like the internet's favorite hack. It's so easy to tell a story. It tastes terrible, and so it kind of feels like medicine going down. And every few years, somebody will be selling like this top secret trick of drinking apple cider vinegar to burn fat, control your blood sugar, or suppress your appetite. Here's the reality. It can slightly reduce blood sugar spikes after meals, but if you're eating a balanced diet with protein in your meal, you're going to get way better curbing of blood sugar spikes. If all you're eating is carbs, you're going to get these massive blood sugar spikes, and apple cider vinegar might cut that spike a little bit, but not enough to save you from type 2 diabetes, not enough to make you feel better, and not enough to do what an egg would do. So just have the protein. Apple cider vinegar does not directly cause fat loss. Some people will say that, oh, if I replace my lunch with apple cider vinegar, I lose weight. It's not because of the apple cider vinegar, it's because you're cutting lunch. Like, you're better off just to eat well and develop solid habits long term. And while apple cider vinegar might help you reduce cravings, because let's face it, it tastes terrible, it has no magic effect on fat loss. So if you like it, great, but don't. It won't replace a good, clean diet or exercise. So let's talk about what actually works for fat loss and supplements. First, protein powder. Now, that's not a fat burner, but what it does is it keeps you full and it prevents muscle loss. So if you're in a caloric deficit because you're, you know, on a diet or eating fewer calories than you burn through exercise or whatever, protein powder will help replenish that without killing muscle tissue. So this is worth a quick revisit. When you're on a diet, meaning you're eating fewer calories than you're burning, you burn fat, but you also burn lean muscle tissue. And lean muscle tissue is your metabolism. That's the size of your engine. So while you're dieting, you're actually making your engine smaller. And you might lose weight, but the next time you want to lose weight or maintain the weight that you have or go faster, you're working with a smaller engine. You're destroying your metabolism over time. To protect that, some protein powder combined with some strength training will help you get leaner instead of just short-term smaller. Second thing that actually works is creatine. Creatine replenishes adenosine triphosphate in your muscles really quickly, so you get a bigger energy store. You can go harder for longer. It also helps you burn muscle because what it does is it floods the cells with water. Creatine is taken up by muscle cells. It pulls a lot of water in. The cell can recover and protect itself. And you can do harder workouts longer, more often. So short term, it's going to actually feel like you're losing weight because your muscles are getting bigger and spreading out like the subcutaneous layer of fat beneath the skin. Electrolytes, they don't actually help you burn fat on their own, but what they will do is they'll replenish, water in your cells. So you recover faster and then you're ready for the next workout quicker. And finally, caffeine from black coffee or green tea boosts workout performance. But let's face it, like if you're putting a teaspoon of sugar in your black coffee, you're doing more harm than good. Not only are you counteracting the effects of the caffeine, but you're probably going to gain weight from doing that. So if you're serious about fat loss, get off the couch and off the carbs, cut out the sugar, do some zone 2 exercise, eat at regular times every day, and get proper recovery, get some sleep. Not pills, not the old 1980s myth about, working out on an empty stomach or any of that garbage. Train correctly, do zone 2, build some muscle, get most of your calories from proteins and fats, and get off sugar for a month. And I guarantee you this will do way more than any pill will do. So to sum up, supplements don't replace a solid training program. At Catalyst, we build real fat loss plans through strength training to increase metabolism, zone 2 and high-intensity interval training exercise to burn fat efficiently, nutrition coaching so that you don't fall for gimmicks, and we can do this in a customized way for you. Let's talk about some of the workouts that we're going to be doing at Catalyst starting today, March 31st. The first workout that we're doing is what we call a burn block. So it's going to be a combination of bike and a bear crawl. So you're going to go back and forth for about 30 minutes on an assault bike and then doing bear crawls. Then you're going to be doing a goblet hold squat, and then you're going to be rotating through this back and forth for about 30 minutes. It's just enough variety to keep you interested. The hard part about doing workouts for fat loss is really boredom. You know, you're walking on a treadmill at a 60% max heart rate. You know, you get bored really quickly, even if you're like watching a movie, you're riding your bike indoors, whatever. Zone 2 exercise, it makes you feel amazing, really burns a lot of fat, but it gets boring really quickly. So today, what we're going to do is kind of a flow circuit to keep you in that heart rate zone, like really burning fat efficiently, triggering fat burning for the rest of the day, but also not getting bored. Then what we're going to do tomorrow is a HIIT workout called Annie. I love this one. It's a CrossFit classic. You're going to be doing an inverted pyramid of double unders. That's skipping and sit-ups. So 50, 40, 30, 20, 10 reps for time. This is one of those where you're racing. You're going to go as fast as you can. Some people will get this done in 8 minutes, believe it or not. Some people will take, like me, will take 25 minutes. But what you're doing is going as hard as you can. So you're depleting muscle glycogen, which is going to help your muscle recover faster, stronger, and leave you feeling really, really hungry after this workout. Then you're going to be going into some strength training, which is going to be a clean and jerk for high rep, 10-8-6, and pull-ups for 10-8-6. The clean and jerk is there to help you establish good technique in the clean and jerk. And the pull-ups are there to help you start building pulling strength. You really need this type of strength in our seated society where we're so front-loaded, we're hunched forward all the time. All the muscles in the front of our body get chronically shortened and the muscles in the back of our body get chronically lengthened and leads to upper back pain, lower back pain, all kinds of, shoulder issues from being rotated forward all the time. Pull-ups really help with that, and that's why we use them so much at Catalyst. Then Wednesday, we're going to start with a burn block. It's called the carry-in cardio. And what you're going to be doing is a farmer's carry, 2 minutes, fairly easy on an assault bike, and then goblet squats, and then a suitcase carry. So you're going back and forth from like monocyclical movement, like the bike, for example, to farmer's carry, alternated with some kind of carry, just to keep your heart at a minimum level for burning fat, but not exceeding that. Then you're going to go straight into a CrossFit workout where you will be exceeding that heart rate called Diane. This is a race. You're going to be doing an inverted pyramid of 21 reps, then 15 reps, and then 9 reps of each of deadlifts and handstand pushups. This is where coaching comes in. This is a super duper effective workout, but you're going to want a coach to tell you how to scale it. And that means what you should replace the handstand pushups with, or what deadlift weight you should use, and also to watch you do it so they can stop you if your form starts getting bad, which it probably will. Then we're going to do some strength work. We're going to practice technique on a snatch, incredibly valuable workout or lift for building speed in athletes, but also for triggering your central nervous system. After you do snatches, you're going to feel like you could run through a wall, and you will want to run through a wall to get to food. You'll be super duper hungry. And we're going to practice some overhead squats too, which is, you know, amazing for core and posture. Thursday, we're going to start with another aerobic workout to burn some fat. And then we're going to be getting into Elizabeth, which is a CrossFit workout. It's another inverted pyramid of 21, 15, 9 reps for time of cleans and ring dips. It's a very tough workout. You're going to want to stop. Your heart rate's going to go very, very, very high. But this is what builds your VO2 max. And again, like, VO2 max is crazy important for athletes. Steady state cardio doesn't really do much for athletic performance, but you want to go hard for short bursts to build your VO2 max. And it's also crazy important for, you know, regular people like you and I just trying to live life, because the reality is that in most situations in life, you have to go from, you know, seated at rest to very fast movement. And when you are unable to do that, that's when you get injured. Pushing a car, shoveling the snow, you know, you got a flooded basement, you're bailing water, you know, ask me how I know. Then Friday, we're going to be working on a strength workout. This is going to look and feel like bodybuilding. And we're doing this to just to kind of like round out the more important exercises that we do during the week, the big compound lifts. So we're going to be doing some shoulder stability and upper back strength, some Arnold presses, some reverse flies. Then we're going to be doing some kettlebell presses and some dumbbell raises out to the side. This stuff does make you look good. It pumps your muscles up. But more importantly, it really kind of like eliminates the weak links in the chains. So while during the rest of the week, we're working on big compound lifts that give us more bang for our buck, these things do kind of like, you know, round off the edges, help us avoid injury, and they make you look better in your t-shirt too. So this is The Catalyst. I'm Chris Cooper. We will see you in the gym.